Tornado aftermath. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Crews continuing to search for bodies in Mississippi after a tornado devastated parts of the state late Friday. At least 25 people were killed and dozens injured. Fox Weather multimedia journalist Katie Byrne is on the ground in Rolling Fork, Mississippi.
We have been talking to people who've been coming to this community, one of the hardest hit in the entire town, looking for what's left of their loved ones' homes. Heartbreakingly, many of them have lost a cousin, an aunt, a family member, and that's what they're telling us. Stories of survivors as well, talking about what they heard the night that the tornadoes hit. Friday night, just after dark, they heard people screaming, yelling for help, kids too, and some say that they feel grateful to walk away with just cuts and bruises.
President Biden issuing an emergency declaration for Mississippi. More than a half dozen shelters providing assistance for displaced residents. The tornado was reported to be an EF4 with wind gusts as high as 166 miles an hour. A Louisiana police chopper crashing near the state's capital city on Sunday, killing two Baton Rouge police officers.
Right now, I'm going to ask the same thing that a family member asked when I just got off the phone. Right now, Chief, we need prayers. So please pray for the family of our officers as they go through this difficult time.
Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul. The crash occurring in the suburb of Port Allen, Louisiana. Protests happening in Jerusalem Sunday following Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's dismissal of Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, who opposed Netanyahu's judicial overhaul plan. Here's the sound of the protesters. The prime minister saying in a speech last Thursday that he hopes to mend the rift in his nation. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Officials in Pennsylvania giving an update Sunday following the chocolate factory explosion in West Reading Friday night. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has the details.
West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holbin made this somber announcement during a news conference concerning the explosion at the R.M. Palmer factory.
On Sunday in the early morning hours, a fourth individual was located under debris at the site.
In addition to the four dead, three people are still missing and unaccounted for. Frankie Gonzalez continues to wait for news on his sister.
We've been calling her cell phone, but we ain't got nothing back.
West Reading Mayor Samantha Keggs says she shares the frustration of family members.
As we try to find the information that we can to give to those that are still desperately in need and waiting for family members to come home or just waiting for some sort of answers.
The cause of the explosion is still under investigation.
Riders and workers of LA's public transit system denouncing it for its lack of safety. Fox's Christina Coleman reports on the transit crisis in the nation's second largest city.
Hundreds of thousands of people catch LA buses and trains every day. And apparently, in addition to the violence, the homelessness crisis is also impacting riders. One bus driver describes LA's public transit system as a homeless shelter on wheels. Now, LA County's Metro Transit Board of Directors says safety is their top priority. And they're also spending some time considering ways to ensure bias-free policing and, quote, lower the disproportionate number of citations issued to members of marginalized communities.
The LA County Metropolitan Transportation Authority is looking to create a police force to improve safety in their system. San Diego State making its way into its first Final Four after defeating Creighton 57-56 at the NCAA tournament. The Aztecs playing Florida Atlantic, also in its first ever Final Four, for a spot in the national title game. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.